All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're taking a look at Love and Monsters. And it's directed by Michael Matthews. Looks like he's only done a series of shorts. It's written by Brian Duffield and Matthew Robinson. And it stars Dylan O'Brien, mostly known for Teen Wolf and The Maze Runner. Jessica Henwick, who was on The Iron Fist Show. Michael Rooker's in the movie. And the synopsis is, in a monster-infested world, Joel learns that his girlfriend is only 80 miles away. To make the dangerous journey, Joel discovers his inner hero to be with the girl of his dreams. So Dylan O'Brien's character is he's living in a commune with several other survivors of this catastrophic event. So it starts off talking about how there was an asteroid coming towards Earth, and in order to stop the asteroid from destroying Earth, they shot rockets at it to break up the asteroid. But what wound up occurring is that portions fell towards Earth and then turned normal animals into monsters. And it goes into a flashback where Dylan O'Brien and Jessica Henwick, they're in a relationship. All this is occurring while they're on a date. In a very chaotic scene, they go back home. Joel's parents are saying, hey, we're going to leave right now. We have to go. And the last thing that he says to her is that, I love you. She says that she loves him back. And they haven't seen each other since then. Joel finds out that she is living in another survivor community. And he's a very timid type of person. He lacks confidence, and the people in his current community don't rely on him other than to cook, to clean, and very menial tasks. So he wants to be accepted. That's one of the impetus for him to leave that community. He doesn't feel like he's being accepted. He decides to leave, and from that point on, it kind of turns into a little bit of Zombieland-ish with a boy and his dog type of vibe to it, and it's not necessarily bad. It is just derivative. So I would probably say think about this with Men in Black and then RIPD. Not necessarily the same movie, but similarly common themes. So with this one, you have Joel's character or Dylan O'Brien's character wanting to find his girlfriend. He also finds a dog on the way. Then there's also Tallahassee type character played by Michael Rooker for a little bit, and a little girl join him, try to give him confidence. And movie, it looks okay. This movie was supposed to come out back in March, but then coronavirus hit, so then it was supposed to be in 2021, but I guess they just decided to release it. It is out in theaters for some weird reason. Cinematography is okay, the acting is okay, but the story itself, and particularly the later third of the movie, is where the movie starts to go downhill. Without giving away too much, he does make it eventually to where Jessica Henwick's community is. His character arc, in a normal sense, should be, I lack confidence, and then because of this journey, I gain confidence. The way that the movie concludes, it doesn't really allow for his character to have that. With some of the way that the third act concludes, his purpose for going there is changed entirely. I can't really fault the movie for trying to do something different. Just really felt a little bit like Zombieland, just with monsters and with a girlfriend aspect. Another movie that probably would be comparable to this, it reminded me of Men in Black a little bit with the monster aspect. And maybe a little bit of Warm Bodies. Warm Bodies came out 2012. Had Nicholas Holt, who was Nux, and he's also in the X-Men movies. But that movie deserves a lot of praise because it started some of the weird romantic movies. This movie, again, it's fine. It is okay. And it probably would not have done very well in the theaters, but I would say that this movie really deserves a 6. It's sound. It is not anything special. It's not anything different. And again, if you can start comparing this to other movies, that's really all that you're getting out of it. It's just something to watch if it comes on TV at some point. That's the review for Love and Monsters. Go watch it if you have a chance, if you like movies like Zombieland or something similar to that, or just kind of quirky love movies that have a different spin on it. Beast Game Podcast.